907 AD. Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. G'day, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
How are you going over there in fine Adelaide?
I'm always good, Darren, as you know.
Very good. Now, you got some info on the new Apple iPhone. Now, when's it coming out?
We will know on September the 8th, so Thursday week, which means I've got to get up at 2:30 a.m. to come along and listen to all of that so I can report on it later. I've got to say, if you're going out to buy a smartphone at all, can I just get you to wait until after the iPhone comes out? Because every time the iPhone comes out, everybody looks at their plans, prices drop. So if you're after one the next few weeks, can I just urge you just to wait, because you might pick up a better deal. It looks like it's all going to be about the camera. So as we know, the point-and-shoot camera is pretty well dead now. But rumours coming down the line this morning, looks like the iPhone's coming after the digital SLR as well. So lots of changes to the camera. Right. As we know, no more headphone jack. We can pretty well say that. And if we look at the invitation that Apple sent out, which you can see online, looks like water droplets on there. So will we see a waterproof iPhone, or am I reading too much into it? We might see five colours, including a space black as well.
Space black. So what's the difference between black and space black?
Oh, it's even better black, Darren.
Okay.
It'll be blacker and shinier.
Okay. And so what'll it be, iPhone 7?
iPhone 7, yeah. Which is actually the 10th iPhone actually to come out as well. Next year will actually be the 10th anniversary of the iPhone as well. So I think next year we'll see even bigger announcement on the iPhone, which we say every year.
Yeah. Now, while we're talking Apple, the story about the Irish government wanting Apple to pay, what, $12 billion in taxes?
That's an interesting story that's come to life. I mean, realistically, let's say Apple could probably afford to pay that out of the money in somebody's back pocket in Apple. It would just drop on the floor and they could just pay it. Apple are pretty stringent. I've said in the past they follow the letter of the law in every country about paying tax. Whether we like that statement or not, you can expect this to go on, I think, for years. I think they will end up settling not for anywhere near $12 billion, let me say. They'll just drop lawyers into court now, and it will just keep going and going.
Well, they'll make $12 billion just out of the new iPhone alone.
And a bit more, Darren. Maybe I'll just give an iPhone to everybody in Ireland and tell them to keep quiet.
All right. Now, hard drives, what do you got for us?
Every time people buy a hard drive, one of the big questions I always get is, I buy a 1 terabyte hard drive, but it only shows 900 gigabytes when I plug it into my Windows computer.
Right.
Why is that? And it's all got to do with the mathematics. So 1 kilobyte, you've got to hold on here, Darren. 1 kilobyte's 1,000 bytes. But Windows actually refers to a kilobyte as 1,024 bytes. So you've lost 24 bytes along the way. Megabyte is 1,024 kilobytes. And a gigabyte is 1,024 megabytes. So you lose a bit of space all the time. So when you multiply that out, 1 terabyte means you're actually close to 900 gig.
So they just rounded up to 1,000 because it's easier.
Because it's easier, because people understand round figures.
Yeah.
Except the Irish tax system.
Okay, so is that all you want to talk about on hard drives?
That's it, yes. Yeah. It's just because I do get asked that question all the time, what happened to the missing space?
All right. How long since you've been asked a question about Ashley Madison?
It's been about a year, but the security report has come out and showed it was actually really bad there. So Ashley Madison still actually boasts a 46 million user database around the world, including 1 million in Australia. Got to say, if you sign up to one of these sites, you can really expect one day for all your information to actually be out in the open. So just be really wary about when you do it. Now, on a lot of these sites, if you want to know if your partner is actually cheating for you, and people are going to be very interested in this, what you actually do is you can actually go to a site like this and go along and say, I forgot my password. And it will go along and say, key in your email address for it.
Right.
In a lot of cases, we're going to come back with two answers. One answer is, we've just emailed a reset password link to your account right now. That should send up warning signals to you that, hang on a minute, that email address is actually being used on that site, And the other thing we'll come back with, no email address known here. So you pretty well know you're safe there. But if you get the first one, got to let you know, you might want to have that discussion with your partner.
You got some splaining to do.
You have lots of splaining to do.
Okay, your application software pick of the week
is Windows Defender, especially for Windows 10 people out there. You don't need to go out and buy another piece of security software on there. Windows Defender does a really good job. It comes with Windows 10. So when you're going and you're buying a new computer now, if they try and sell you, you don't really need it. It's free. It doesn't have nag screens on there. It does its job in the background. And a security report this year found it detected 99.8% of all malware on there. That's pretty good.
I reckon.
You know that. Yeah. 99.8 is not bad at all. It's free out there. And remember, it's what you do that counts, not your virus software that you've got on your computer. So Windows Defender, I think for the price, it does a good job.
Great advice there. And you can also go straight to Richard's website, which is talktech.com.au. Thanks, mate, and we'll talk with you next week.
So I look forward to it, Darren.